104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:06, up to 44 today, 18 right now. Got a text message that on the against the prenup side.
Okay.
That makes the most sense of all of them I've seen. It says, me and the fiance talked about it. I refused on the basis that I went in not knowing what he had, fell in love without knowing, and I'm not in it for the money. Well, if you know that, like, you got in, if you got to the engagement thinking he was just as broke as you, and you found out later that, you know, he has this giant nest egg waiting for him or whatever.
Yeah.
I can certainly listen to that argument for sure. Got another text that said, it's like saying you don't expect your marriage will last. I don't think that's it at all.
I don't think so either.
It's just saying that, look, I had this before we got together, and I want to make sure I keep it. I got another email that said, a text that said, any farmer would be dumb to not have a prenuptial agreement, especially if they own a lot of land.
Now, it's different if they purchase it during the marriage.
That's different. But if it was...
And that would be stated in the
And the those prenup. Conditions would be stated, yeah. But I mean, like, family farm that's been in the family for generations,
mm-hmm.
You have got to respect that. Or a family business that's been in the family for generations.
Right.
You know, if you're going to come in, you are the outsider coming in. It doesn't mean they won't accept you. It just means, look, this is... ours,
right,
and it's going to stay ours. And if it's not romantic, there's nothing romantic about this at all.
There isn't one little bit about it.
But you know, take your emotions out of it and then think about it. You know,
which is not easy to do.
No, it's not easy to do. But okay, let's act it out ourselves. We're gonna pretend Mel and I are. Engaged.
Oh boy, that'd be bad.
And we'd be in trouble from the jump. Okay, here we go. Honey, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. You know I love you, and I can't wait for us to get married, but you know, my family has a business and they want me to we need to protect it. And so I wanted to talk to you about signing a prenuptial agreement.
What? You want me to do what? Is this your mother's idea?
What? Not exclusively, no. It was the whole family agrees.
So your whole family doesn't like me?
No, they love you. They think
we're going to end up in a divorce?
No.
What?
My great-grandfather started this business.
So you think that I'm just marrying you for the business? You think that's what I'm doing?
That's not what I think at all.
That we're going to get divorced and I'm going to try to take all your business and all your money and blah, 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 blah.
Well, you do buy a lot of clothes.
So because I buy clothes, I'm going to take your business? Are you freaking kidding me?
Now, just calm down a second.
No, 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 no. No, I will not sign a prenuptial agreement. No, I will not do that. Do you not love me? Do you not trust me?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you. You want me to sign a prenuptial agreement?
Yes. And the only reason is it protects us from if we should. I don't think we're going to get divorced, but if we
You're
did,
saying we're going to get divorced.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are. You want me to sign a prenuptial agreement?
If we did, then it's the same reason we have insurance. Just in case something happens. Just because I have car insurance doesn't mean I think I'm going to get in an accident.
You don't think we're going to last forever? What? You don't think that we're going to be married forever? And you think that I just want to marry you? What do you think? I'm a gold digger?
Okay, maybe mom was right. Maybe you are a gold digger. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 821 up to 44 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I better update my status to let everyone know that I'm going to bed because I'm sure they're wondering.
We did not have a winner in the Mash for Cash. We did that an hour ago. We will do it again tomorrow morning at 7:20. The amount will be $135. So, $135 up for grabs tomorrow at 7:20. So, we were talking about prenups and would you sign one, would you not? And Mel and I had an argument over this very thing.
Just so we know and clear, that's not how I feel about it.
I know, we were just having fun. But Mel is great at overreacting.
Oh, I am very good at overreacting.
And honestly, it was a little believable. I got a little scared.
I think
I thought you were going to throw a marker at me.
I didn't have one in my hand, otherwise I probably would have. I think that, honestly, though, if it was, if that situation happened and it was presented to me that way, where you just came with the prenup,
yeah,
I think I would react that way.
Yeah. Megan's on the phone. How are you, Megan?
Oh, pretty good.
So, prenuptial agreement. What do you think?
My ex-fiance actually asked me to sign a prenup, and I was a little offended, but he was from quite a bit of money, so I actually took it to a lawyer, because I know absolutely nothing about prenup.
Yeah.
And, the lawyer said, whatever you do, do not sign this.
Really?
Why?
Because he, I was okay, you know, he had all this money before and all that. And the lawyer's like, everything that he makes during the during the marriage is going to be his. If we have any kids, he automatically will get, he put in there that how much money he'd have to pay for child support, and he'd get this many days to see him. And
oh, no. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because one thing with the child support is that's something that's based on both incomes. And so who knows, like, if you got divorced, what your income would be at that time.
Yeah. I'd be like, wanted me to be a stay-at-home mom.
So I
would have had, you know, so many years without, you know, any work experience. And if we would have got divorced, you know, I would have been, you know, trying to get back into the job force, and he has a set child support limit. And
are you with him still?
Spousal support.
Are you with him still?
No. I told him that I would sign the prenup if things were changed in it, and he said no, so I walked away.
Wow.
So you were engaged?
Yeah.
Holy crap. We were gonna get
married. Whoa. And,
yeah, so I said no. And I walked away.
How glad are you that you did that?
Very, very glad. I am so glad that I found out what he was like before we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. I mean, to be able to try to set up any type of child support and that kind of stuff ahead of time.
Now, if you had taken it to a lawyer and basically all it said was, okay, anything made during the marriage will be split on this basis, and what he had before stays his, and so on and so forth.
I was fine with that. If it just would have been, you know, everything that was yours before is yours. I mean, it's not like I had a lot of money at the time. I was still in school. But I would have been okay with that. I was a little offended that he asked to begin with. But then once the lawyer explained to me what terms were in it and stuff, I was just blown away.
Yeah. That was very smart to take it to a lawyer.
Yeah. I would have done the same thing. I would have never signed a prenup without somebody else looking at it.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad told me to take it to a lawyer, and I'm so glad that I listened to him.
That is an awesome story. Thank you for the call, Megan.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And, you know, that is not the way, when she started telling that story, that's not how I expected that call to go.
Me neither. Holy Hannah.
Wow.
What a jerk face.
Oh, yeah. If your guy wants you to sign one, I definitely take it to a lawyer first.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from Julie, and I would like to know this as well. She said, I'd like to hear from some guys on this topic. How would they feel if a woman presented them with a prenup to protect her assets?
Well, actually, there's somebody on our Facebook that posted that she's set up to inherit a chunk of land that's family property, and they want, you know, the family wants her to do a prenup, and I don't blame them.
I don't either. Not at all. Guys, if your fiance, whatever, or your wife, when you got engaged, or in the future, whatever, how would you react to being asked to sign a prenup? Guys, especially, is who we want to hear from right now. 361-555-7, email or text am@hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. The Lumineers, they're from Denver. I bet they're excited about the law that passed.
Hey.
Well, they sound like a band who would be excited about it. I'm just saying. Anyway, we were talking about the prenups, and Julie that was her name, right? Yeah, Julie wanted to know what the guys thought if they were presented with a prenup. And so, guys, what would you think if you were presented a prenup to sign? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Tommy's on the phone. How are you, Tommy?
Not bad.
So how would you react if you were presented with a prenup?
Easiest question you've ever asked. Sign that bitch. I don't need no lawyer to look at. If I'm marrying somebody who's got enough money and assets to ask me to sign a prenup, hell yeah, give me that. I've already hit the jackpot.
There is.
Anywhere. Hey, man.
Yeah. Well, what if she's making you sign it because she doesn't want to take on your debt if you get divorced?
Hey, like I said, if I'm marrying someone who's got enough money and assets to sign a prenup, we're probably going to take care of my debt while I'm going to stay married to her for enough years. once the debt's gone, hell no.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call, Tommy. Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny. Ryan is on the phone. How are you, Ryan?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So if you were presented with a prenup by your fiance, how would you react?
If there was a reason for it to ask for one, yeah, I would definitely do it. Just because, I mean, it's obviously important to her. You know, and I mean, I'm in finances, so I guess I kind of understand the reason behind it.
You're going to be way more practical about it than maybe the average guy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if you're marrying someone who comes from like a large family farm or family business, something like that. Yeah. I get it. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah. You know, I had this question asked me in high school, and I think I was the only person that said, you know, yeah, I'd be okay with it. I mean, obviously you hope you never need to use it.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, that's just kind of what I said. You know, I would hope that it would be unnecessary. But, you know, you always got to kind of cover your bases, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with protecting me.
Right.
You know?
No, there is not. Thanks for the call, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Protecting your own assets is always a good idea.
Exactly.
Never going to have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Let's grab one more here. Mike's on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, I had two things real quick. One, I was going to comment on that, but two, I was going to tell you I'm over at Great Bear right now, and they got their snow machines going. And snow down on the slopes.
I heard that. Cool.
Yeah, I saw pictures yesterday posted of the snow machines going.
I am excited.
Yeah, it is really neat. But the other thing I was going to say, too, is my brother, he owned a business, and he decided that his friends wanted to partake in and they could not afford the stuff that he had in his store. So he started giving them store credit and they wound up not paying him and he went bankrupt. And so his idea to get out of debt was to find some girl that he liked, that was halfway decent, that had a lot of money. And he sought out to find her and he found her and she asked him to sign a prenup and he got out of it. I don't know how he got out of it, but now they have two kids and he married her just for her money.
Oh my God.
And now he's decided that they've been together for 3 years. Now he actually fell in love with her and has decided not to divorce her and steal her money.
Wow.
I can't believe he actually went into it like with that is how he was going into it. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Does she know that that's the story?
No. If she ever found out, I'm sure she would divorce him.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, now they have two kids, and he loves her, and he's like, well, she's not my ideal woman, but, you know, she works. Yeah,
wow.
Interesting.
Very,
very, very interesting.
Very. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
Bye.
Wow.
And lucky, maybe?
Wow.
Would that be luck? That you actually managed to fall in love with who you married for the wrong reason?
He must be really good looking in order to talk her into that kind of stuff.
Maybe.
Wow.
That's interesting. Anyway, mentioned the Lumineers. They're from Colorado.
Yeah.
And the new law that was passed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that women are thinking about.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe marijuana is now legal in two states. They should probably just go ahead and make it legal everywhere at this point. I mean, seriously, if you're completely baked, is it your responsibility to know which state you're standing in? isn't it possible to fire up in Colorado, then stumble into Kansas by mistake? Or load up your pipe in Washington and blow your smoke into Oregon by accident? It's bound to get confusing at some point. Put away your floor bongs, kids. Daddy's crossing into Utah. Ugh, why am I having these weird thoughts? I was fine when I left the house for my 2-week vacation. What's wrong with me? Oh, right. I'm driving through Denver with the windows down. That explains a lot.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I want a 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:52. It just dawned on me all of a sudden out of nowhere. I had not been to Wen in Sioux Falls in quite some time. And
if you don't know what that is, it's a Tumblr account called Wen in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. Wenin Sioux Falls.com is a website someone built.
Actually, it's .tumblr.com.
Well, yeah. Wenin Sioux Falls.tumblr.com.
we do not know who the
Nobody
author is.
Does.
Nobody can seem to figure out who it is, because I've actually heard like folks at the newspapers and stuff like that go, does anybody know who is the author
and
of
somebody
Wen in Sioux Falls?
Somebody registered the domain weninsiouxfalls.com and then is blackmailing them to find out who they are, and he'll give them the domain for free. But anyway, the new one I like the best is I just tweeted it. Andy1047 is my handle on Twitter. When you see Christy Noem's new ad and it's Chris Rock going, eh?
they're very funny. Like, some of them you might not quite get, just if you've never been to some of the places.
Well, yeah, there's a few that I don't get because I haven't been there either. But
yeah, there's a few that I'm kind of like, when, you know, talking about beer
and
place.
What actually made me think of Wen in Sioux Falls is because those funny pictures, those animated pictures, those are called GIFs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what a GIF is?
It's a picture.
It's graphics interchange format, I think is what it is. I Wikipedia'd it earlier and I can't remember what it was exactly. I think that's what it is. Basically, it can be a still image or it can be animated. And so if you see like a picture that just keeps looping itself over and over and over again, that's
which they have on one of those
are
calls. Yep.
Those are GIFs. And the reason I bring that up is because it has been named the word of the year by the Oxford American Dictionary.
Okay.
For 2012.
Weird.
So nobody come up with any new cool words for the next month, because you won't make it for 2012.
Although, yeah, wait till January.
I think my Dark Gray Thursday could make it.
Is there any place that you can submit that?
Well, I don't know.
Seriously.
Dark Gray Thursday.
Right? I think that there's got to be a place that you can submit that information.
I don't care. Someone.
Come on, that's awesome.
Someone will steal it and it'll be my idea, and then I'll sue them afterwards because I'll have the recording.
Get it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
Start tweeting it. I'll retweet it, and everybody just keep retweeting it, and then we'll all...
I really don't care that much.
I think that you should.
According to a survey of little kids, okay. Guess what? Dad is the best driver in the family.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
50.
Yeah, it's because dad was bribing them.
It was close. 51% of 5 to 7-year-olds said their father was better at driving than their mother, while 45% picked mom. I don't know who the other 6% picked. 58% thought dad was better at parking. Well, of course. The kids said that mom was the most fun to ride with by a 2-to-1 margin, though. Even though she was 20% more likely to use bad language while driving. I find that a little hard to believe. At least in my marriage, that's definitely the case. I'm definitely the more apt one to start cursing. Three other things kids said they hated about driving with their parents. 43% said their parents' terrible taste in music was the worst thing. Every time I have someone in their mid-40s come up to me, like at a remote or somewhere, and mm-hmm. go... Oh, yeah, we've got you on in the car all the time, and I always know what the next sentence is. My kids love your station.
Yeah.
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 And then I like to follow that up with, yeah, you know what? There's some people your age that like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
34% said it's their parents singing too loud and out of key.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Quincy and Thea about that one next time.
We actually enjoy singing. We kind of make it a little bit of a dance party-ish.
And 21% said that when they get road rage and yell at other drivers is the other annoying thing they don't like. Well, they're trying to kill their kids. That's
my
why
kids
they're...
will tell you that I am an awesome driver.
Okay.
You can ask them.
They don't know how to drive. That's the thing I don't like about this survey. The kids don't know how to drive. They don't know what's good or bad.
That's true.
Just because you went, doesn't mean that was bad driving. Maybe they saw something up ahead of them and prevented an accident.
That is true.
So, anyway. we have got a bunch of music coming up. We will get to Justin Bieber, also Chris Brown on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.